Yeah, it's Linda. I do that for like all the guys at the dispensary. Like they all like, hi, it's Linda. They're like, thanks, John. They're like really stoned. Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, everybody. It is The Naughty Show on PlayboyRadio.com, 7th Heaven, Burbank, California. All things comedy. I am here with my good friend, Vicky Pezza.
Hi, Sam Tripoli.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Seems like chaos has ensued. An extra bonus hour of The Naughty Show here at Playboy Radio. Very excited about it.
Yay!
Thank you.
Boom.
Well, the children are excited, too. Well, basically what happened, we had a really great show booked.
Mm-hmm. Two really great shows
Two booked. Great shows in a row. Two hours of power. So we had this great show, and I contacted this guy, and he happened to be in town just this week, and I've been dying to get him on the show. You know my love of Vice magazine. I've been dying to have this guy on my show, just working my butt off. He happened to be in town, but he couldn't do an hour earlier, so we had to move him up to the 9, and then the 9 o'clock guy, we had to move down to 8, and so we decided, let's do 3 hours.
Let's go for it.
Let's do a Joe Rogan podcast for you. This is most radio shows do 3 hours a day, right? Is that how it mostly goes? Joining us in the booth, my good friend, what the kids would call my nigga, my buddy Rick. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I feel like we have like the Michael Jordan of board ops.
I do. I'm very excited about it.
I feel
you,
like
Rick.
There's some pressure on us to deliver a quality show to warrant you working on this little thing we're doing.
I hope so. I really hope so.
I hope so, too, man. What if we just shit the bed and you're like, I can't work with that again. Can't do that. Can't do that ever again.
Dragonfly's on a business trip.
Yeah, which sounds shady to me. What do you think he's really doing?
Oh, interesting.
Do you think maybe he's at a live show here in Los Angeles that he couldn't get out
No, he definitely was on an airplane, unless he just held back pictures of himself on an airplane just to tweet it today to make it seem like he's on an airplane.
Yes. Excellent.
Think so?
Yeah, I do.
That
I really
be
do
shady.
Believe that. So the whole crew just walked in late. I don't know what it is. Once in a while, you'll try to get out here. I live in Los Angeles. For you don't live here. I live in L.A. We go over the hill to Burbank. And once in a while, you'll just hit a weird traffic for no reason on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. You're like, why is there traffic? Where are you going? What Mexican mariachi band is playing at Universal City Walk that there's 9 million cars going? What is it? North on the 101, and you never know. So I got here on time. We got a great show. We got a lot of good stuff going on. We got an action-packed hour. It's a sort of a little reunion with me and the guest coming on today. I've known him for a long time. We're very excited about him having on the show. We'll bring him on in a few. But before we do, it's time for 5-star reviews.
Woo!
We really need a sound effect for that. We really need to up our game on our sound effects.
Oh, we should explain Gareth. Gareth has, he's doing a show right now, so he might pop in at any moment in the P's.
It could be at any time. At any moment. I have to find these, though.
Please, deal with our subpar sound effects. All right, well, I have some 5-star reviews here that I'm going to try to read.
Yeah, try to read them, because the ones I have aren't coming up.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Tripoli equals dirty gold.
Yes!
Who knew that a person with the same last name as a Muslim city can be funny?
That's a good point.
Sam shows them consistently going for the most disgusting jokes can not only be funny, but make for a great podcast.
Is he on our side?
Thank you, Logan Xavier, I think. P.S. I'm reading these blurry, small-ass printouts that Sam sent me.
I'm going to read more.
That's why we're trying to get the iPad going.
Okay, yeah, I saw that. I can't read the ones below it, but I'll get into some of them right here. Smooshy.
There you go.
Smooshy. 5-star reviews by Combat CVIC. Combat Civic. Where can I donate to see Smooshy the Walrus doing a 69? That's a great question.
Well, you could go to savesmooshy.com, and I'm sure you can make a request with a big enough donation.
Yes, for sure. I'm going to read one more for right now. At Imperial Veteran, who's a friend of ours on Twitter. 5-star reviews. Listened to the show since it was in Red Band's living room. That's a long time ago. I knew the first episode Gareth was on that he'd be sure to be a permanent podcast member. Same goes for Vicky. If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't have known that David Faustino was a rapper. Keep up the good work, smiley face. Oh, and I'm working on a painting that for the show. Hope that's not weird. It's not. Sam, Butthole Master Tripoli, a.k.a. Pink Eye Eminent. All seriousness aside, love the show. Bam!
All seriousness aside, love the show.
Never get serious. Never get serious with the show. Never get serious with the show. What else? So that was great, ma'am. Yeah,
please send us paintings.
Our guest is in the room. Real quick, can you make... There's a number to call there. Can you call the number? It's at the top. We someone's having a very special birthday here on the who's part of the Naughty Show family, and we're going to talk to him about his big birthday party. Vicky, what's going on with this birthday party?
Well, here's what's going on with this birthday party. It's our good friend Gabe Killian, who you know as the guy that was versus Bunny Fever.
A lot
the
of different names. Gabe the Banker, because his picks are Money in the Bank. We also have Armo Dice Clay. He's also known as that guy. It's a lot of different stuff.
Danica Seven.
You know him as Danica Seven.
So you want me to read his flyer? This is for his big 27th birthday bash, okay?
Yep.
Kicking off my 27th year with Brody Stevens, Ari Shaffir, Sam Tripoli, Jason Tebow, Fahim Anwar, Jacob Siroff, Matt Edgar, Tony Hinchcliffe, Benji Alfalo, Willie Hunter, John Sizer, and Jason Galern. Hosted by Josh Adam Myers with music by LMNOP. Come party. Did a birthday show at Sal's 3 years ago and decided to do one again this year, which that's a great pitch, that last line.
And joining us online is everybody's favorite Armenian, Gabe Killian. Gabe, how are you?
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Hi, Gabe.
Gabe, congratulations on the big birthday party. You have literally 47 comedians playing your show. Congratulations. The people want. Is your hot sister going to be there?
Yeah, she's married, though.
What do you mean she's married?
She's married and has a kid. What do you mean?
How old is she?
She's 25, 4.
Oh, my God. What's the point of going to this birthday party, then?
Oh.
If your hot sister's not going to
be there. Well, you're third build.
Yeah, I want to thank you for third build, for putting me over Jason Tebow. That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, Gabe. Okay, you called me earlier. Yes, if there's controversy. I said no. There is controversy.
He was lying.
There is controversy. Couple of things.
I'm hanging up.
No!
Vicky wants to know why Vicky and Gareth are not on the bill. Is it because they didn't vote for you in the rap battle?
We think we know why. We think the votes of the roast-off might have affected this lineup, as Gareth, myself, and Skippy Simon seem to be missing.
Well, you're onto something there.
How dare you, Gabe?
Oh, my God. Gareth, what's really great is that you really don't want... You don't find females funny, huh?
I knew someone was going to say something about that. Well, I'm not really close friends with any female comics.
Why is that, Gabe? Why aren't you friends with female comics?
Because I don't really try to be friends with anyone. I'm just friends with whoever I naturally become friends with, whoever asks me to hang out, whatever, you know.
Do you ever approach female comics and go, hey,
well,
I love your set?
I would say that when looking at the invite, a bunch of female comics were the first ones to RSVP. So
really?
They consider Gabe a friend.
Gabe,
interesting.
Are you just a sexist pig?
Well, who? It's just you and Amy, I think, right?
Yeah, Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole Amy. Who likes black guys?
Yeah, well, I just book people I hung out with outside comics pretty much, except for him.
Now,
I'm just a big fan of his.
Are you closing out your own birthday party? Is all these people going up and then you?
No, it's going to be a bunch of people doing like 5 minutes, including me, and then Fahim and Teeb doing longer sets, and then you and Brody doing the closing it out.
How long is Ari doing? Is he doing long sets or is he five minutes?
Oh, yeah, Ari's doing the longer sets too.
All right. All right. Well, we'll be there. I think Vicky was a little hurt seeing that you were hitting on her, and now you don't even put her in the show.
Wait, when
she's good enough to bone, but she's not good enough to tell jokes.
No, you were saying that he's skinny enough for him to hit on.
Yeah, you fit in her wheelhouse of men, skinny and feminine. She loves that.
Gabe, I'm only messing with you. I will totally be there. Tell the listeners if they want to show up to Gabe's birthday party, where should they go?
At South Comedy Hall on Melrose, Wednesday, February 5th, 8:30. Going to be a blast.
All right, Gabe. Any words of encouragement to the people?
Perfect. Perfect. Well done.
Thank you. I'm trying to hang up on him. He just was driving me crazy after a little while.
What? That was like 4 minutes.
I know.
Thank
so
you, Gabe.
Let's enough with this birthday party shit. Yes. Let's get to the real stuff. February 20th, live naughty show at the Comedy Store main room. Lineup is insane. Morgan Murphy. We've got Owen Benjamin. We've got Tiffany Haddish. We've got Joe DeRosa and Miss Naughtylicious, Erica Holland, and her perverted arts. Her girls will come and perform, and it's going to be a huge show. It's only $10. Pack it out. Pack it in. Come hang out with us. Who knows? We're giving away sex toys and other great stuff. So it will be on naughtyshow.net. Found out about the website. It was GoDaddy's fault. I'm going to lay into them tomorrow. So the website should be back up and kicking. Everyone's got emails too, guys. Nobody gives
awesome.
A shit except for me and Alex.
Yeah.
That's it. But who cares? All right. Back to the fun. I'm very excited about bringing on this next guest. He's a very good friend of mine. I've known him for years, probably going on about 13 years now. We work together at the Standard Hotel. We're hanging out. Next thing you know, he moves to New York, and we lose touch. We lose a little touch. And then I think I see him I think we're at a CVS or some shit. And I just turn around, and there's my good friend, John Roberts, and I'm like, John, what you been up to? Oh, nothing, back town. So what are you doing? He's like, oh, I got a fucking job on network television. I'm kicking ass. Please welcome my good friend from Bob's Burger. It's on 8:30 Sundays on Fox Animation Domination. My good friend, John Roberts, everybody.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Sam.
Dude, it's so good to have you on.
You too.
I can't tell you.
I mean,
it's
good to be on.
It's good. I can't tell you how excited I am for everything you're doing.
Likewise.
I'm so happy for you. I can't say that enough.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, get giddy at the thought of that. You moved out here.
Yeah.
To do something, and you're doing it.
Well, yeah. Well, not the first time when we were working together.
Which was great.
That was 14, maybe 15 years ago, which is old.
Well, yeah,
old.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a great time. The Standard Hotel had just opened.
Just opened.
And we were just two dudes moving here, and we just got jobs, and we worked the morning shift, valet, at the Standard Hotel. And this is when it was popping, man.
It
was the place to be. Andre Balazs would come in.
Oh,
shady shit would go down.
Oh, yeah.
It was great time.
It was good time.
Oh, it was good crazy time. Dude.
Yeah.
And you and I were valets.
We were valets.
You still got valet skills?
No.
You don't have to valet.
But I was, I was stoned the whole time.
Though.
You? Yeah.
I was drunk the whole time,
okay.
Which is weird to
drink
and drive at your job.
I used to love it when people would pull in and they'd hotbox the car already, so then I could just jump in their cloud of pot smoke and smoke my weed, and then it would be fine.
Did you ever, and I'm going to admit I did this, jacked weed out of cars.
Oh, yeah, I never did that because I'm a pothead. I like respectful. But I did get in trouble once. I left somebody had like a recorder on their keychain.
Do you remember this, right? And you had said, you're so cool.
I said, BMWs are for cool people. And this like stupid bitch, it was like her. She had some instructions.
directions to something important.
To get there. No, maybe she wasn't a stupid. Maybe I'm, But then I fucked up and then
she
I got
tried
suspended.
To get you fired.
That like queen, that queenie, that big Southern Queen came out. He was the manager, and he said, "Did you say? Did you leave that on?" I said, "Let me explain." He said, "Did you say?" And then I got suspended.
Was this Patrick?
And I just remember walking home. Yeah, yeah.
That guy.
And then he got fired,
Dr. Evil,
because he was talking to Andre Balazs while he was talking to Mick Jagger. And then he got fired because you don't ever talk to Andre while he's talking to Mick Jagger.
The Lord works in strange and mysterious ways.
Yeah,
this guy.
Karma.
Do you ever meet somebody when they walk just like clouds and darkness follow. You ever done that?
We're right.
Like, oh, man, why'd it get cold in here? It's, just, right. it's really chilly. Jesus yeah. What? It's raining. What the fuck? This was this guy. Our GM guy. Was just so shady.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just was, really angry at life.
Right, yeah. He was very like a cartoon character.
What was like it like to work cartoon. With me? Let's talk about, I mean, we're going to talk about you for an hour, but let's talk about me and my valet yeah. skills and
you
what it was
good.
Like to work with me.
There were some lazy people there. You had a good work ethic.
Yeah,
I could always trust. I think you always, we pooled our tips. I always trusted you.
Yeah.
You were hairy and horny. I remember that. Very hairy and horny.
That should
and,
be the next album I put out.
Yeah. And you were already doing your thing. You were getting out, you know, doing like Dublins at the time, I
yes.
remember, and all
yes.
that stuff. And I was just not really doing much.
No, you were yet. Starting. You
I, was
were doing
I was trying to commercial. I was at this like rotten, dumb agency dragon. I mean, not they weren't dumb. It was like all tattooed music extras.
Yeah.
So I was in like an extra in like a Tori Amos video and just really stupid shit that I just made me move back to New York. And,
did I remember when you yeah. We'll get into that now.
Oh yeah, 9/11.
When and we're gonna get into all the great stuff. This isn't gonna be an hour interview about valeting.
No,
but, it could be though.
It could be.
We're followed on Twitter by Valet Weekly. So
all
it is,
right, yes. Well,
like
to all the people still in the struggle out there.
Yeah,
I tip. I'm a good tipper.
You do?
Of course.
You take care of me too.
I'm
but
a good
I gotta
tipper.
Be honest with you.
Yeah.
There's some places that I hate valets. Like,
sure.
I don't like to go down like Melrose here in Hollywood, California, which is like kind of this swanky little area. And they'll valet your car and then they'll just park it on the street where I could have parked it.
Right.
Charge me
$10. Yeah.
Then not be responsible for anything that happens to my car.
True.
So why are you parking my car?
Right. Well, yeah, you have to see if it's there's a structure there. You
yeah.
should know that. I mean, that's, you know, come on.
Dude, I used to drive crazy. Now, did you walk into anything crazy at the Standard? Now, the Standard Hotel was like kind of this hip, new, cool thing that
yeah.
kind of ushered in the rebirth at the time
right.
of the Sunset Strip. They had kind of been dead for a while.
Yeah.
Andre Balazs opens up this awesome hotel,
yeah.
and it just became this epicenter of like fun.
Right.
How long did you work there, by the way?
Probably two years, a year and a half.
I worked
years.
There yeah. 4 years
there
as
people,
a valet.
There are people that still work there that we worked with, I think, sometimes. I go back there and I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Even when I worked shit jobs, I only worked like two years at a time and then got away from that, you know, just
well, they
to
had
mix
a,
it up. You got
to
mix
had
up the,
something where
your
you
shit
would,
job.
You would, they would try to... fire you after 2 years. But
oh, I, yeah. I didn't need to get into the politics of that. But
yeah.
yeah. There were those people that really dug in. They had like lawsuits and shit.
And it was just know? Such a turnover. Now, did yeah. you ever, with any guests, do you ever have any crazy shit you walked into?
No.
I just walked into crazy stuff.
Really?
All the time.
Well, why? You just opened the door? You just opened up
well,
the door on
like,
guests?
Because like, we would, I always worked the weekend mornings. I would have to do
yeah.
like Comedy Store late night.
Yeah.
And I would be there till about 4 in the morning because at the time, Eddie Griffin.
I do remember you getting like a stack of porno movies or somebody gave you a stack of pornos.
And they would leave gifts for me
yeah.
forever.
Right.
And I remember I would always come in the morning about 7 in the morning and we'd make deals with each other. We're like, okay, next week I get to come in 2 hours late and you get to come in.
Right, right.
And you got to come in early. And I would come in, these drunk girls would just be wasted.
Yeah.
And they'd always want to go down their cars. And then they would just bend over and just show me their magic all the time.
Sure. Oh, no panties?
Did you get to see anything crazy?
I would just, like, be happy to, like, carry Heath Ledger's camera.
Did he like, stay there?
Yeah, he was there all the time. So I would, like, always take him down to his car and have really quiet Heath Ledger moments. And I know, that's kind of nice. And then
aww.
I did see Pee Wee Herman there once.
How
and
was
I winked at him. I probably, I don't know. And then I saw John Cleese on the elevator because after a while, I definitely felt like John Cleese in Fawlty Towers to the point where, you know, he would always like say, like, hello. And then he'd walk away and be like, you fucking shit. Fucking. And I had like total like Tourette's, work Tourette's. And then the elevator opens and there's John Cleese. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Oh my God. I got stuck with Patrick, the GM. We were talking about in an elevator for 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
That is the maddest and the worst person you've ever worked with in your life.
Right,
and
right.
You're stuck in an elevator with them.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's scary.
So then you decided to move to New York.
Well, we moved back, yeah. I was from New York originally.
New York City?
Know, yeah, I pretty much grew up there.
You went back there, and how long were you back there for? And this is where we lose touch. I see you once in a while on like the internet and stuff like that.
There was 9/11, right? And
yeah.
then I was like, I got to go
did you work
home.
During 9/11?
No, I was in Echo Park
and just had a day off.
I had to work. It was the worst day ever.
You had
ever
to work. They kept
me,
you there.
And what was the Cambodian who we worked for?
What was he very professional, and he also sued the other hotel because they had like a racist lawsuit, right?
Really?
Yeah, they had like this whole
thing. What was the Cambodian's name?
I forget. He was a nice guy. He was like 80 years old, though.
He was like, Sam, did you see the towers? They were attacked. And that was the emotion he told me. And I'm like, what just happened?
Yeah,
did something bad?
Really
I can't tell.
Many emotions. He saw some heavy shit.
He was like, he had that third world work ethic.
Right. You just got to keep working.
You know, I just swam here from my country.
Yeah.
I almost got eaten by sharks and alligators.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here. And like, he'd valet every day, and then he'd go and run like that. Those crazy Asian shops that are like Chinese food and donuts, where like the Asians always mix stuff. Where it's like Chinese food and auto repair. It's like it's always he had his own that
he had
thing
a
going
business.
On.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he didn't have dreams like us.
Yeah.
Did I just you always not get to know these people.
I just always thought he just saw right through my stoned eyes, and I would just just really freshly eye dropped, and I would just try to be really mature with him. But he was a nice guy. There were some weird characters there, but for the most part, everyone was
there were some weird characters.
There were some funny.
The standard was weird because nobody moves to LA to be a manager of a restaurant or a hotel.
Sure,
it kind of falls into you, and you're like, I need money. I want to be an actor, but I need some money. And then 5 years later, you're still running the restaurant.
It's a trap. You're like, get out of there.
Angry.
Get out of there. Yeah, get out of there. You're fatter because you're eating all that shitty fried food and. It's bad.
Oh, I used to love it there.
Yeah,
so you moved to New York. And what happens in New York?
Well, in New York, then I was like, we're all going to die, 9/11. I couldn't wait to get down there and smell the fumes, because I just thought, I'm a Scorpio. I love death. I just knew this was the end. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to do everything, And I started to do a band, Opti Dash Grab.
Music is that?
It's like tongue-in-cheek, kind of dancey beats, We had a song called...
Did you sing in it?
I did. I sang and I rapped.
Wow.
We opened for Blondie and Scissor Sisters.
Yeah, the Tom Tom Club.
The Tom Tom Club. We opened for, we had a good, nice little downtown. We played Bowery Ballroom, Mercury Lounge, some good spots in New York. And, you could still get our EP. It's like 10 years old now.
Do you have any... Can you sing any of your lyrics for us just a little bit? Just a tiny bit.
I could do the verse for Jersey Lover, which is about going down.
Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Driving down
the
Parkway.
Hold on. He wants to find this.
Oh, here we go.
He wants to find this.
Here we go. Oh, shit.
This is John Roberts, my good friend.
I didn't do a vocal warm-up.
Okay, he did not. Can you put that on the warning? Can we put a warning on this? Fine.
I'll put a disclaimer.
Charlie says he'll put a disclaimer. He's a musician,
okay, here we
too.
Go. Driving down the Parkway in my newsy 28. My T-tops are off. I'm feeling really great. My hair is good. I don't know.
We would know. We would know. You can make shit up at that point.
And my favorite leopard thong rolled up in the seaside. I cruised it up and down, looking for some action, some loving to be found. I saw her on the boardwalk and I made my move right there. I bought her a margarita and I won her teddy bear. Yeah,
oh,
boy.
Those are great
Jersey
lyrics.
Girl, Jersey boy. I wanna love
lyrics.
You forever, girl. It's like very freestyle, like
it was.
It was. Thank you.
Fabulous.
Thank you. So
who was
that.
The guy who did "Don't Worry"?
Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin.
I felt it was very much like Scissor Sisters meets Bobby McFerrin.
That's gross. That's gross. But I'll take it. I'll take it.
Not gross
at
all.
I like it.
That was lovable, dude. He was a big influence
on my life.
Oh, it's
like I play. Thank you. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
That
song maybe always grossed me out because I always hear it really early in the morning before I, school. Going to high school and just that song.
Don't worry.
Yeah. It was just so early. You just wanted to die.
Be happy. So you're in this band.
Opti Grab. So, and then I did my...
Were you a rock star? Were you just... Was it touring?
Well, I thought I was.
Drugs, bad decisions?
No, nothing like that. Just continually stoned. Still stoned.
Right.
Having fun. Drum machines and keyboards and,
Outfits.
Outfits. Yeah, kind of that old like tracksuit Adidas tracksuits, you know, and you know, just some good downtown fun success. We, you know, it's kind of like our audience was kind of like the Revenge of the Nerd concert, yeah. You know, and everyone like runs up and stuff. Like that's what it felt like. We were like Lambda.
That's great.
Yeah.
I want to get back to this, but didn't we do a show before you left too?
Oh, that's this like is correct. You and I it was like did. A group show thing.
Yeah, like
it was weird.
There was
a girl that worked there too, and she did a thing, and there was it was weird. It was weird. But I we've come a long way. Yeah. I've had worse shows there since then. I think I had one good show there. And the other time, if I bring too much shit there, like Carrot Top fucking tranny wigs, forget about it. I'm dead.
I think it would be great.
Yeah, forget it.
Are you doing any of those characters anymore?
Yeah, I still doing the same exact. No, I do a lot, you know, a lot of different stuff and mix it up, you know.
I want to do a show again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go to New York City, you do the band. What makes you come back to L.A.? And when did that happen? Because I thought you were still out there. And I was like, what's happening to John? And then all of a sudden you were there. But when did you come back?
Came back 2 years ago because Bob's. And it was, you know, finally got a job
now
that I could deal, you know, live out here and be, you know.
Now, do you have any? Okay, we'll get into Bob's two seconds. Are you doing any more live shows in LA anytime soon?
You know, I need to plan some live, like do a big one out here. It's all about a space for me. In New York, I always go back. I do Joe's Pub. So I love Joe's Pub there. I love that kind of space with good sound system and lighting and just something really special. But here there's some good things, and I for sure need to do a big, you know, a big one. But I'm doing group stuff, UCB, and, you know, more into the sketch type of thing.
Right.
You know.
Right. So Bob's Burgers hit.
Bob's Burgers.
When does this happen in New York City? Take us through this.
Yeah.
You got a voice person or somebody like you got a voice agent or
I never get cast in, you know, even though I think I do really good auditions for voiceovers, I never got anything. And then I did my YouTube characters and you know, my mom was one of the characters. So then I was introduced to Lauren, who did you know, this Adult Swim show, Dr. Katz, and
home movies,
yeah. You know, and he had me in mind for that, and then I think it all kind of fell into place with my mom character, and he brought me in for this demo that, you know, so we didn't have to audition, we just got, you know, involved in this demo, and it just kept gaining steam over at
that's awesome.
Over at Fox, and they picked it up into a pilot. The pilot, then we were like, oh my God, we're actually going to go on the air. Great time slot after The Simpsons.
That's great.
And it's been, you know, it's been a slow and gradual, steady, slow and steady kind of a ride there, which is great, too, because the scripts and everything's rolling out so naturally, and everyone's so talented over there. It's great. Great to be a part of such a slow and steady kind of under the radar thing that, you know.
So Linda is your mother. Is that your mother's voice?
Well, that's what how it kind of started with me as my mom, like Brooklyn mom.
Can we hear some?
Yeah, it's Linda. I do that for like all the guys at the dispensary. Like they all have like, hi, it's Linda. They're like, thanks, John. They're like really stoned. Thanks a lot, John.
What if I could hook you up with weed? Would you like that?
Right now?
I can probably make that happen, but
is it a sativa? No, I mean I have plenty of weed. There's we're in California for crying out loud.
Because we're getting back in the business.
I got my cod.
Well, I got a guy who would deliver it to you.
Holy shit!
His name's Gino from LA Speedweed.
Gino. LA Speedweed.
Yeah,
yeah.
They used to sponsor the show. Now we're in talks to have them come back.
Ooh, that's good.
Sponsor the show, and
if I started to get weed delivered, and then
would you leave the house?
I would turn into that obese guy with the like long single braid. He was like 800 pounds. Do you know that guy from the 80s? Like he couldn't get out of bed. He just had like a really long braid. I don't know.
Are you talking about the guy that took up his whole bed?
Yeah.
And they had to like cut a wall?
Yeah.
A hole in his bed, in his wall to lift him out? Forklift him out?
I think when he died. Yeah.
Who that was kind of morbid. Feeding them?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. It's very, that's you're big. When that. But I would just, if I could eat weed, I would be that fat.
You know, they do have weed you can eat now. Have you heard about this?
No, yeah, I can't do that actually because I get really suicidal. Like, why do I want to kill myself
today? So you get
today?
Paranoid.
Yeah, well, not paranoid. It's just some weird emotional more. It's very emotional. I don't know why.
I get paranoid and horny at the same time. Okay. So I locked myself in the room and I beat off wondering who's going to come through that door. Anyone else?
Off of
and your
weed?
Penis must
yes.
be shriveled up.
All the
fear?
Time. I sit in the back and I'm just like, this is not going good. Or I got to walk. You ever walk? Power walk high as shit?
A paranoid jerk off is kind of hot, though. Because I don't know why. Like, just
that's why
me, like,
I do
my
it in
adolescence.
The mirror every time.
Yeah.
Tweaking like, my really, nipples.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why either. Just weed? That's the only thing you ever got into?
Was yeah, there, thank God.
Was there any party
pills,
drug John Roberts
tequila.
Out there? Just seeing
no.
the world, making bad
I was
bad
a raver,
decisions?
Raver in the early 90s, but I wasn't one of those ecstasy people that did it every weekend. It was like, you know, you do it like once or twice. People are like, every weekend, like Swiss cheese brain.
Yeah.
You see them now. They're like, you know, selling socks on St. Mark's, you know. Just something really car, like teaching children with like no personality, just like ushering like children along. I don't know. It was not a good idea to take all that. Just stick to the weed and tequila.
Well, you know, a lot of these kids now are coming up with like, they already have Alzheimer's at like 19 years old.
Yeah.
They're always showing signs of like completely having fried brains.
Well, it's getting purer and purer, right? As the time goes by.
I don't think it is.
It's
I think
not,
you get
I don't
less
know.
And less pure.
I'm afraid of like I had done E when I was younger, but like the Molly and the MDMA, and it's like it sounds too strong.
Well, the MDA
I'm scared now.
What is it?
MDMA.
MDMA. That's actually more natural.
I did DMT once.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking, DMT.
Yeah,
okay.
It was like a 10-minute acid trip in the 90s when I worked at this vegan restaurant. I drove like a kitchen, and this guy would come in all the time, and in exchange like for, you know, like a vegan, you know, happy meal or whatever, he would give us like a big nugget of weed, and he was always like really long, you know, black hair, and he's like, one day, he's like, you want to do DMT? So then we went down to this place, this apartment on the Lower East Side, and sat in like a circle, and there was like a guy with dreadlocks. There
was
like a girl.
Was he a fat guy with dreadlocks?
He was a handsome guy, and he was always had weed and stuff. And then a girl, like we all like were smoking, and the one girl like started to cry and stuff. Like everyone else was having a good time, and then he had to like the guy with the dreadlocks just held her and rocked her back and forth. But I saw like magic munchkin people, which is what everyone sees, like harmonious ant like magic munchkin people.
Were they dancing?
They are, and like the shamans used to draw them. They're like dee-dee-dee. It's like the inside of a clock.
Oh my God.
I think that's what's inside our heads.
Really?
Yeah.
Like little doozers from Fraggle Rock?
Something.
They're like little guys going to work?
Yeah, that's what everyone sees. That guy Terrence McKenna, he wrote that book, The Archaic Revival, and he said, this is how I matched up, because at first I saw the magic munchkin people, and then I read the book, and I was like, holy shit.
They're out there.
They're there. Oh, well, they're in freaky. Here. They're up here? No.
So you get high and you see little people.
Saw little people.
And they're not
Mexicans. That was a long time. This was like 20-something years ago.
And you haven't done it since?
No.
Because you're too busy working on Bob's Burger every Sunday
exactly.
on Fox.
Don't do drugs.
Animation Domination at 8:30. What's the process of the show, man?
Well, we...
Do you get the script?
We get the script. We do a reading on a Friday morning. We go back in on a Wednesday.
Is that a weird moment where everyone's sitting down doing, you know, everyone's doing like crazy.
It's like a room filled with all the writers and the, you know, people from Fox and people, you know, give notes and stuff. But we're just at that long table, you know, and just people guesting or whatever. There's always such good guests and people. It's like 10 a.m. on a Friday morning. And I'm always happy to be there. So it's a, you know, but we do record on Wednesday, and then we do a lot of improv too. So that makes it, you know, they don't animate until after we do.
Okay. Yeah. That was my question.
Yeah.
The process is do the voiceover first.
Right.
And then animate it.
Yeah.
And then do you guys ever do like, you know, not suitable for work versions of it where it's like the dirty version?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we've got some we've said so many horrible things. You know, we're comics and, you know, we're also, they're in New York too, like John Benjamin, Eugene Merman's in New York. So, you know.
Do you have to fly back to do it or you do it?
No, they sync us up. So I could actually still live in New York if I wanted to. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, we're season five, so hopefully we'll keep going, you know. Like any minute.
I mean,
you know,
The Simpsons are going forever.
I know.
Is that the goal?
We're
is
not
that
the Simpsons, but you know, even like a King of the Hill, or you know, that went for like 14 years, and you know, that would be amazing. But
Family
even up,
Guy's
even
up
until this point,
now. And
Family Guy, American Dad's
right
9 years. You know,
wow.
You know. So,
are there seasons like, you know, when people like shoot like a sitcom, they shoot 14 episodes and that's it? Or is it all the time you guys doing this?
We do 22. We get picked up for 22 episodes. So pretty much we're going through the rest of the year, like through November. We'll go, you know, we'll have a week or two off, you know. We'll go to Comic-Con and promote
How's
in
that?
July. That's my favorite. That's like, we've been there for 4 years now, and
I love it. I do it every year.
Yeah. Okay. Now that I know, we'll have to hook up, and you know,
you can come see me entertain a half-empty room because everyone's seeing Patton Oswalt for 2 hours.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but still, it's such a fun party over there.
I just do it, man. I get paid okay. Yeah. Go down there,
right?
And I get to hang out during Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I do Comic-Con and the AVNs every year. Those are my two things I do every year.
It's great. I love it there. It's such a good time. The audience loves it. All the fans. I watch everybody dressed up. And my inner nerd comes out. I'm always, you know.
What are the Linda fans like? Let's describe Linda fans.
I didn't think I had any till last year. There were some Linda fans, but I don't know what they look like. I don't know. I mean, usually you could tell when they dress up as the character. But you know,
do Linda fans come dressed up?
Tina fan. Now they do, but you know, more Tina. Everyone, you know, wants the cute bunny ears or Tina's, you know. But there's Linda fans out there. It's exciting, and you know, I'm sure moms or Jersey people, you know, knew.
Oh, Jersey. There's Jersey. Jersey is just on fire right now.
Don't fuck with Jersey.
Everybody's talking. Now, are you Jersey or are you New York?
Well, here's the thing. I spent my adolescence.
Are you like
years.
The Giants? You're New
my
York
dad,
State, but you live in Jersey.
My dad was on the Upper East Side. My parents divorced when I was very young. It's really sad. And
America.
So I was kind of split in between New York, but I went to school in Jersey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
From Belleville.
But at 17, I got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And never, I went right into the city.
You ever hit on Dan Mintz?
Do I hit on Dan Mintz?
Yeah, you ever make moves on him?
No, I try to torture him. But,
yeah. One of my favorite jokes ever. He writes. Yeah. He has one of my favorite jokes ever.
Yeah.
That when he hunts, he's like the Eskimo. He's like, when he hunts polar bears, he's like the Eskimo. The jawbone, he uses to make a knife. The rest of the animal, he uses for sex.
He's sick in the head.
Yeah, but you don't see it coming.
No, you don't.
You don't fucking see it coming.
On the outside, it's like beautiful lesbian. On the inside, sick person. But he just had a beautiful child with his gorgeous wife, Margie.
Is she hot?
That's exciting. Margie's hot.
And
funny.
Is she out of his league? Is it that network money that gets him that sweet poo?
Yeah, it's the network money. It's not even that much money. No, I don't know.
Does that work in the gay community too? Do you get?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get like
I get
tons
all
of
the
like?
Time. No, I don't.
Do you get tons of gold digging boys?
I get a lot of like tweets. No, I don't. What do I get? I don't know. I try to date. You know, if I'm being a pig, I don't want to.
Are you
nobody
dating
wants
older?
To fuck Linda? I mean, come on.
Somebody's out there wants to fuck Linda.
Yeah, I try to keep that shit on the down low.
Have you watched?
You know, just like, you ever see me with my nose taped up? It's not exactly how you're going to get him into the sack, you know?
Are you allowed to do other shows? Are you allowed to do voiceovers on other shows? Can you do multiple shows?
I'm trying to develop some stuff now, get on that side of it, you know, and I have a thing at Comedy Central right now that I'm working on. A little demo deal that, you know, hopefully will flourish into a pilot. But
they're doing a lot of cartoon stuff now.
That too, yeah. Yeah.
That seems to be like comedy. Adult Swim is blowing up right now.
I know.
Right? It's crazy.
We're on Adult Swim as well. Monday nights, we're in twice.
Okay.
So that's exciting.
Big baller, shot caller.
I know. Syndication, bitch.
God
no,
damn.
I don't know. It's not syndication. It's
do
just,
you need a driver
it's cable
yet?
Money. It's cable money. No.
I got
no.
valet skills.
No. I'm terrible.
I'll
I'm
park
spending
that car,
every,
bro.
I go. It goes in one hand and out the other. I will be, after this show gets canceled, I will be back at the Standard. You'll
no
see me
way,
there.
Dude. It's
I'll
killing
be in the glass
it.
Box or like the.
Is Pixar the dream? Is that the ultimate? Is
that's
Pixar.
The ultimate. Oh, that John Leguizamo shit. Yes, I want that money.
Is that where it's at?
I think so. That's a great, you know, it's a great gig there. I have a face for voiceovers.
No, you.
I do.
Dude, who cares?
No,
You're doing it.
I know. It's great. I love Pixar is the dream.
Don't pick how you make it. Just happy you did.
I know. You're telling me.
Voiceovers are cool because you have.
They're the best,
actually. You can have the fame if you want it, but you can also be very anonymous and go do weird, crazy shit.
Absolutely.
Which is what I want.
For
sure. I don't want to be that famous.
No.
I just want to be famous enough.
Yeah, you just want to work.
And then you can go get shady, and nobody will tell TMZ. That's my goal.
Right. You're definitely going to get busted with like
snitches
with
get
something.
Stitches.
You're going to get caught masturbating or something.
In weird
I
places.
I can feel it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a time.
Yeah.
There was a time.
Yeah.
Who is the Michael Jordan of voiceovers?
Well, it's got to be Seth MacFarlane now.
Really?
Yeah. I would say.
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer.
He's probably has more money than Michael Jordan. Yeah. And the runner-up would be John Roberts.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm more like a Kobe Bryant. You know?
Do the voiceovers get along with the movie trailer voiceovers? Or is there a weird kind of fight
You know,
there?
When we have, when we do records, there's annoying voiceover people that come into the kitchen area where the food is, and there's like a TV on, and they start to talk to each other in a voiceover voice.
One cup of coffee.
Well, they'll be like, oh, CNN. Sweet like, they'll love. Say whatever's on, the commercial's on. Oh. They talk like that to each other.
That must be what it's like to hang out with strip DJs all the time.
Right.
All righty, we got him.
Right.
Larry King, all right. That was Larry. A joke that fell very flat.
I liked it.
Nobody jumped in on that one. Nobody fucking helped me.
It's very good.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. Thank you, thank you. Now, do you have a particular episode that's your favorite?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a handful of them, and there's great, so many good scripts that we read this year. I can't keep track. Because they come out in a year after we record them.
Yeah, that's so weird. Because South Park comes out exactly the same.
Right,
they comes out like that fast. Week. They hand it to them. They have no clue what's on it.
Oh yeah.
And then the execs just sit at home going, "Please don't make a joke that's going to get us bombed or something like that."
Right, right, right.
You guys, because I know Family Guy's almost like 2 years.
Our stuff goes to like
got to send it to China
Korea,
to get drugs.
And then it comes back. Yeah, so it's a lot. I'm writing an episode right now.
Oh, you are?
Exciting. Yeah, look at me.
Look at you.
I know. It's exciting.
What's it like to direct a cartoon?
I don't know. I haven't. There's directors, but we don't. You know, Lauren directs us pretty much and does, you know, he's clamps down. He's, you know, perfect at that. He knows exactly what he wants. And all the writers that work on the script.
They write for your voice.
They do, yeah. And they're there, too. And, you know. But direction, I think also the directing with the animation is a whole nother thing.
And how long do you, like, what's your average work day? Like, is it just go in there, you do, like, bang out an hour, and then you go home?
No, you go, it's usually, like,
edibles?
On a full day. Yeah, there might be some edibles. You know, when I first moved here, I'd bring in, like, the Chex Mix and stuff, but it was too much. But, you know, 7 hours.
Seven-hour days.
7 hour day with like a, you know like an hour.
Does the whole cast get baked out of their
mind? I'm the only stoner in the cast. Everyone else is drunks. They're just all drunks.
Oh.
Yeah.
So when hard shots of Jack.
Well, yeah, we can drink together. We definitely booze. Like Comic-Con, we booze a lot.
Have we had to do an intervention on Mince yet? Had to talk him down?
He doesn't get drunk. Dan doesn't get drunk. He's pretty, Dan's the responsible one.
He's got a hot wife. He's got to watch her, make sure nobody's hitting on her.
And a child he's got to take care of. The party's over.
Does it look like him? Does the kid look like him?
No, the kid is beautiful. No, just kidding. I'm kidding. No, it looks like him and Margie. Yeah, it's a nice mix.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Dan's beautiful.
Are you gonna get the band back together?
OptiGrab reunion?
Yeah, man, we've been thinking about it.
No, just kidding. Possibly. Well, I definitely have some new music I'm working on.
Like what?
Some tracks. I don't know. What's that?
When do you think an album's gonna come out?
Never. I would just do like a single and like a YouTube
video. You gotta jump on this, man.
Well, you do YouTube videos now. Nobody does albums anymore. You gotta have a hit. If you don't have a hit,
You gotta get the hit, then you make it.
You just have one song that people like. People's attention spans are so, you know, unless you're like Arcade Fire.
Dude, I can't get phone calls returned from Vines. People on Vine.
What do you mean?
What?
These Vine people, they don't return phone calls. They're all like, no, I'm too busy. I'm like, you're doing 7-second videos.
Oh, like people on Vine blow you off.
Oh, I see.
You're saying?
Oh, there's Vine people now, huh? That's like the...
They're celebrities.
I don't even know. I can't keep up anymore.
It's nuts. It's about to be Armageddon. As soon as smart TVs are boom, everyone can watch the internet on their thing. It's done.
What's going to happen?
It's going to linear channels will be gone.
What do you mean?
The days of going like I want to watch Fox and I'm like, at 5 o'clock this on all that will be.
What about my General Hospital?
That's almost dead, too.
What about
dude?
Fiona Hughes?
Hang on.
What's going to happen to Fiona Hughes? No, I'm just kidding. I don't watch General Hospital.
You don't watch
it? Yeah, I do. I started to get into it again recently.
Well, I saw it on in the salon, and I saw Robin Scorpio, and I was like, how the fuck is she still alive?
Yeah.
When we were kids, she got AIDS.
Well, she got HIV.
And now she's a doctor.
Hold on.
She's a doctor that
gives her patients HIV. One of the characters has HIV?
She was a little girl actress. But that's okay. You can
now
have,
we're giving TV
so Magic Johnson
AIDS.
Had HIV. Look, there's an HIV yeah, and
he's
AIDS
got
are
that
different.
Sweet
you
HIV.
Had AIDS for you wouldn't have AIDS for 20 years. You'd probably be dead. But if you had HIV, yes, you would be alive.
Robin's boyfriend Stone died right away.
Well, his immune system wasn't as strong as Robin's.
Yeah, man. Welcome to AIDS Talk here on Playboy Radio.
That's right. Don't
you
ever
got
forget.
It. Let's talk about it.
This is Port Charles talk right
you
now.
You should have worn a
Tonight's
condom.
Tonight's show is brought to you by Glory Holes. Voted number one place to get HIV.
Do you use condoms, Sam? Yes.
All the time.
Condoms. Me too.
I don't really fuck like I used to, though, because I hate condoms.
Oh, I see.
I would rather settle down with a nice girl that can let me blast away.
Just stick it in there.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Because I'm at a certain age where it's just like condoms. It's making love to an inner tube. It just doesn't feel the same. It just doesn't feel the same.
Well, I like it because you just take the poop right off. You know.
Oh yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Come on, John's just kidding. He
gross.
Doesn't use.
That was gross. I don't use condoms.
Come on.
I'm just kidding. I do. I use a dental dam.
Barebacking's
that
back.
That is gross. That's
it's back
disgusting.
In the new.
I'm sorry.
It's now, true. Do you ever?
That's the jersey coming out. No.
Jersey trash. I yeah, love the jersey.
Idiots.
Are you worried about them killing off your character? Because they're doing that all over television now.
Oh yeah. Go ahead and kill off the heart and soul of Bob's Burgers and see what fucking happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they just
that
killed off the dog
well.
Off Family Guy,
oh,
which I was traumatized
back.
By.
He's back
that was a ratings ploy.
They brought him back?
Yeah, I just watched it. He met up. He met back up with his son just on Sunday.
Yeah. It's going to be all right, Sam.
Is everything just a ploy now?
Yes.
For views?
Yes.
I can't trust anything.
You can trust Bob's Burgers.
What
it's good old-fashioned storytelling.
What? No, Bob's Burgers, was it more like In-N-Out, Burger King, Fat Burger? What's Bob's Burgers more like?
No, it's like a mom-and-pop burger place.
Have they made love on the show yet, like hardcore love?
Not the way I want to do it.
How much into your character have you gotten? Have you gotten backstory, like... What kind of woman was she in college? Did she ever go airtight at any time?
They had a high school reunion episode where she played in her band, and it was called Purple Rain Union.
Okay.
And she had a traumatic experience in high school where her band flopped, and then they got picked to play the reunion, so she got the band back together. Megan Mullally is freaking awesome.
Did they crush it?
Crushed it. No, not really, but there's like an L7 type of band that really crushes it. They're the more popular band. But, you know, Linda at first, she goes running out crying and she's like, and then she comes back and she plays like that part of in Purple Rain where, you know, he plays.
Can we hear
yeah,
a little?
Song. Yeah.
Can we hear
I
her?
Don't even know what it was. Anyway.
Just whatever. Give it to us.
No, I forgot it.
Come on.
No, I totally forgot it.
So what are the cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Not bad for having three kids. That's what it was.
That's great.
Oh, God. Hi.
Were you excited? Like, did you think they'd let you play a woman on the show?
No. Well, I got cast to, you know.
He's like, I want you to play a woman. You're like, what? Are you,
yeah,
were you
I mean,
excited
that's
about
how
that?
You could, yeah, it's great for animation. You could do that, you know. Guys, Sarah Silverman and Laura Silverman play twin boys.
On your show?
Yeah.
So Sarah's been on your show all the time?
Yeah. Sarah and Laura play play twins.
Sarah Silverman works more than anybody I've ever seen in my life. It's truly awesome.
She's great.
She's on fire.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She's pretty cool.
So what's next?
What's next? I
Where
did
you
a
go?
Baby fetish video with David Cross. That's
what?
Really frightening and scary.
What?
I told my mother
unexpected.
About it, and she was like, no. I was like, Mom, it's me in diapers. And she's like, that is going to follow you around for the rest of your life. Do not post that.
Is she worried about you not getting work in the future?
Like, it's too late, Mom.
Like, hey, man, we love your work on Bob's Burger, but there's this baby video out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be on French Kiss Records. They have La Save Fab. They have, like, a Block Party and some other things. So it's their thing. And David Cross is kind of involved. So he sent me this group. Email and is like, look, it's John Roberts' new video, and it was a real baby fetish video that was creepy and disgusting. And I was like, oh my God, we have to do this. And then we did it.
Well,
and now
tell us about
it's
the video.
Be out, and then I like creep myself out, but it's still really funny.
Is
it's
it
just,
grown
well,
ass men in diapers?
It's just me in a diaper
and just doing action shots.
Well, no, it's just 1 second. He pulls the blanket down, and I've got like a diaper on, and you know, I don't want to soil it.
No. Oh,
but,
dude.
It's pretty disgusting.
You're hanging out with David Cross?
Yeah.
You're in the mix.
I'm in the mix. Well, David is a mutual friend of an old friend of mine, so he was very good and kind of helping me out. I worked with Bob Odenkirk on my failed MTV pilot.
And what was that pilot about?
My pilot was all my characters. It was directed by Michael Showalter.
Oh, wow.
James Biederman is the producer. He did Kids in the Hall, so I thought for sure. And what happened is it was over at MTV, and Debbie Harry did it. She played my friend Fran, and I was like, this is going to happen. This is totally...
All the elements are there.
All the elements. They were actually had me on the schedule, and then this guy walks out of MTV, and everything was like...
When I had a show on Spike TV, that's what happened to us. We were getting the highest original ratings, original show ratings.
Come on.
And they changed.
Yeah, because
they changed regimes, and boom.
A regime change.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's all right. It hurts.
It does hurt.
It hurts, but you gotta.
It's never been
the same. That's showbiz, right? No, don't let it. You gotta. I know. I was really kind of down in the dumps, but then Bob's came along. I mean, there's always something showbiz. You just keep.
Are you doing movie? Are you doing regular movie stuff? Or are you trying to get into straight stuff? Or
I do have an agent, but I don't audition a lot. I'm more into writing and creating stuff.
Me too, dude.
But
I
would love to if it all felt in the right place, or who knows. I like. Being working with friends and
what are awards parties like? You go to a lot of award shows, right?
Did I just went to the Amy Poehler Golden Globes party?
How was it?
That was poopy pants exciting.
Because really?
It was a lot of very intimate, kind of cool. She just won. It was very exciting and it was nice.
Own party.
Yeah, at the chateau, and Anya, the door person from the Standard, she was there and she was like, John. Yeah,
Oh my god,
like that.
Really?
She's still there, and there was a lot of famous people to look at.
Would you say you're the most famous of the Standard valets?
I don't know you.
No, you're way beyond me.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Did anybody else go on to do anything from the Standard? You were voted most likely to succeed.
Most likely to be stoned.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I gotta get you weed.
I was the supervisor.
Did you make it the supervisor?
I turned my sash in, though, after tape recorder gate.
Tape recorder gate.
So stupid. Yeah.
I remember when that happened.
It was great. I remember walking home after that happened because for some reason I didn't have a car that day. I was sharing it with my dyke friend, Michelle.
Did you have your hands in your pockets kicking the pebbles going, what's going to happen with my life?
No, I think I actually... got stoned on the walk home and just started to laugh out loud. Someday it won't fucking matter.
You're such a great person.
And I was right.
A great person.
That lady should have kept that. She could have said, I have a famous voiceover person
Dumb
on my
bitch.
Keys.
Yeah.
I hope she's proud of herself.
No, she. There was something wrong with her.
Yeah, she was fat, old, and angry at the world.
No, she was young and mean. I don't know.
Probably it was on a
Maybe I was the mean one. Who does that? That was very unprofessional. My friends make fun of me for that.
They still tell you.
Oh, yeah. We still tell this story. It's
really?
Like, yeah.
Who was the manager? Who was the valet manager? Was it head of security at the time?
I think you're thinking of that old creepy guy that was the manager of the hotel. But then there was the other junior manager that got fired. He was the big queen. Do you remember him?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he had always his pants were always belted and he had a big heart-shaped ass.
I never looked at him, but I'm sure it was magical.
It wasn't really.
He is John Roberts. He's on Bob's Burger again Sundays on Fox Animation Domination at 8:30 every Sunday.
We're going to be moved to 7 o'clock because of Seth MacFarlane's new show, Cosmos, starting in March.
That's good, right?
No. But I think we'll be okay.
Why is that not good?
Because we want our slot after The Simpsons. And,
gotcha.
But
that's
it'll
all
be
right.
Fine. It'll be fine.
He's just going to get a little
traction. I want to tell the viewers.
All right. Well, we'll be there. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people ready for a 7:30 slot.
Honestly, just TiVo it. So whatever time it comes on.
Yeah, the younger kids, they TiVo.
On
Nobody
demand.
Watches that
Nobody
shit.
Nobody cares.
On the ratings, Nielsen, go fuck yourself.
John, what's your website?
My Twitter is John Roberts Fun. My SoundCloud is John Roberts Fun.
Boom.
Where I get to hear my tunes.
Okay.
And,
listen.
And
John
Roberts
promote
on the Facebook.
Your tunes.
Yeah.
We got a website. Can we put a tune of yours on our website?
I could send you something, sure.
Boom. Can I edit it into the beginning of this episode?
Yes. Can we have our opening
iTunes?
Music for this episode?
Sure. All right. Sure.
I'm so
I'll
excited.
Give you the Jersey Love. I'll give you the OptiGrab track, the Jersey Lover one.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Please do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
God. It's a win-win for everybody.
I love it.
John, I'm so happy you came on. I know
Thank you, a lot of stuff going on. I'm so proud of you.
Proud of you, dude.
I want to come by the comedy store and do like a, you know, a comics night.
When you want, dude, you anytime know? You want to do a show, I do shows there all the time. You sneak in, we'll do special guests.
I do.
We won't even put you on the thing.
I do a stand-up character. He's really gross. You're going to like him.
I love gross.
Yeah.
February 20th, if you're in town, come do a guest spot in the Naughty Show.
Okay.
And we'll have you do a special pop-in.
Okay.
If you want to do it, you're more the invitation is yours.
Thank you.
You tell me if you want to do it. If not, we'll set up something else, too.
Fine.
I love you, John Roberts.
Love you,
I'm very
Sam.
Happy
Thank
that
you.
You're killing it, buddy.
Likewise.
Could not be happier for
Likewise.
You.
Likewise. This is great. Look at all the Playboy bunnies.
Look at all these bunnies.
There's
dude.
All these God Playboy damn. Bunnies here with their boobies out.
Yeah. God, put the tits away, ladies.
Come on.
It's too much.
There's, those nipples are great, but we got to end the show.
Hef
What's
is
going
here.
On? Hef.
Well, where are you going to be? You're going to be here all week?
Guys, who's excited for me? This week, I am in Minnesota, the coldest area of America. I'm all week at the House of Comedy, and following week, I'm in Temecula at Aces Comedy Club. You can check out my website, samtripoli.com. Anyone got anything you want to push real quick?
Go to naughtyshow.net, and
you'll be back up.
Yeah, five-star reviews. Send us your five-star reviews. After you do that, send a copy of your review to naughtyshowpodcast@gmail.com. We'll send you a signed postcard. Yay.
That was awesome. Thank you again, John Roberts. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Rick, for sitting in and chillaxing. We appreciate it. We'll see you on the other side. We got another great show coming up. I saw you walking by a porn shop window,
tight Levi's on. Now you're fucking with the champs.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Gareth. I'm from The Naughty Show. I'm joined with Vicky and Dragonfly, Christopher, also from The Naughty Show. We're talking about the All Things Comedy Spotlight. Now, guys, this could not be more important. And the show that's been the spotlight this fortnight, perhaps, is The Champs with Neil Brennan and Moshe Kesher, right?
That is correct, Gareth.
Good. That's good vamping. Now, what makes this podcast so different than all the other podcasts, Vicky?
Well, the Champs almost exclusively have black guests.
Right. So that's fine. I'm fine with that. That explains why I haven't gotten booked. Vamping. Am I right, guys? All right. Well, that's good. I think black people are fascinating. I like black people probably better than white people overall, I'd say. So if you want to find a great podcast with hilarious people that interview awesome African-American folk here on the All Things Comedy Network, tune into The Champs, Neil Brennan, Moshe Kesher. Don't fuck around. I wish I wasn't white.
All right, Gabe. Any words of encouragement to the people?